When John Waters began his directorial career back in the 60s and early 70s with gross-out movies like Pink Flamingos and Female Trouble, he was the most underground filmmaker imaginable. But by the late 80s, he had emerged into the mainstream with his movies Hairspray and Cry Baby. Now he's made his first R-rated film in 13 years. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Serial Mom.
When John Waters made his delirious crime picture Female Trouble back in 1974, he knew he was onto something. This was a movie about a teenage girl, played by the late and inimitable Divine, who became a famous killer, and then got so swept up in her newfound notoriety that she actually craved the electric chair, just so she could make a big Oscar-style speech before they threw the switch. Female Trouble is Waters' best movie, and Serial Mom is an attempt to pick up where that one left off. This is the story of Beverly Sutphin, played by Kathleen Turner. Beverly's a suburban mom with a nice dentist husband, played by Sam Waterston, and a couple of swell kids. She's a model citizen, the kind who makes sure all the teenagers in the neighborhood wear their seatbelts and rewind their rented videotapes, the kind who believes so strongly in the values of Leave It to Beaver America that when anybody flouts those values, well, it drives Beverly quite literally crazy. As in this scene, in which she and a couple of garbage collectors discuss the terrible recycling habits of her neighbor, Mrs. Ackerman.
Oh, I have told her and told her. It takes 90 to 100 years for a tin can to decompose, and she still won't recycle.
Cost of taxpayers millions of dollars last year, but she don't care nothing about the national budget.
I hate Mrs. Ackerman.
I hate her, too.
I hate her guts. You know, somebody ought to kill her.
Yeah. Give her a happy face. And then recycle her.
For the sake of this planet, somebody just might.
Obviously, Waters isn't being subtle here. And it's no surprise when Beverly goes on a murder spree, whacking virtually everyone in town who dares to irritate her. For a while, the movie's mild, campy fun. And Kathleen Turner's hammy acting style is, for once, welcome. But it isn't long before Serial Mom begins to go a little flat. In some ways, the times have caught up with John Waters. Criminals who become celebrities are no longer news, and Waters' jokes about the darkness beneath suburbia's formica veneer feel even creakier. The movie does take on a genuinely shuddery tone when Beverly chases one of her son's friends through a hard rock club, and the fans there treat her attempts to kill the kid as though they were part of the show. Waters is trying to raise the question of whether violence in our entertainment is linked to violence in our society, but he leaves the argument muddy. Both Beverly and her son, for instance, love violent movies, but Mom's a murderer and her son isn't. And when Beverly goes on trial, Waters' outrageousness can't keep up with yesterday's headlines. If he had managed to ride the current of current events, Waters might have given Beverly Sutphin a Menendez-style victim's defense and lent his movie an extra bit of edge to boot. But that would have required visionary powers, and I'm afraid John Waters is no longer a visionary. Serial Mom is fitfully amusing, but as entertainment goes, it's no Joey Buttafuoco.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.